The following program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Voice of the People, brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. So Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, nonpartisan, grassroots group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So welcome, everybody, to our first show. Before we start, I do want to just give a quick shout-out to one of our good friends, Jerry Stark, is listening out there tonight. And Jerry's had some health problems recently. So, Jerry, we are you're in our prayers, and we just ask everybody out there to keep Jerry in their prayers tonight. So, again, welcome tonight. This is our first show as we reach out to 88 counties around Ohio. And this first show, we want to make this kind of a meet the team show, I'm going to call it, and where we'd like you to meet the Citizens for Responsible or Citizens for Property Tax Reform core group that helps get our message out there. And I just want to say, you know, everybody out there, take it easy with us. We're not professional radio people. We're just John Doe's like you all. So take it easy on us and show us a little mercy. So, so again, we'd like you to meet the team. We have tonight four of our five and of our what we call the steering committee. And one fella is sick tonight, Kyle Kutz. And Kyle, we hope you're listening in. We hope you're feeling better, and we do miss you. And we hope you're here with us next week. So we're going to start out kind of going around the table here. And I'm going to introduce you to each one of our group. And they're going to tell you a little bit about what they do. So we're going to start with Beth Blackmar. And Beth is a co-leader of our group and our media relations director. She's got a big title and she got a big salary, trust me. So Beth is she's our anchor. She keeps us in line. She's our disciplinarian and she keeps us focused. So she does a lot of work for this group behind the scenes. So Beth, I'm going to turn it over to you. Welcome, Beth. And tell us a little bit about what you do for the group.
Hi. Well, I think you said it all, Keith. I think that's about it. Thanks. No. What I do is I keep track of, you know, I help build membership and keep track of people that are signing up and help get materials together for the organization. Yep. And one of the major things that I feel like the major things that I do is help people guide them into contesting when they need to contest their property tax valuations. Yes. You know, I'm there to help.
Yep. And you're an expert at it, but you really are. You're expert at it.
Well, I'm glad to do it. There's people all over from Lake Erie to the Ohio River that need help with this.
Yes.
Contesting their property taxes. Now, March 31st is rapidly approaching.
Yep.
This is the deadline to request a formal hearing to contest your valuation, your recent valuations on your home. If you want to do that, the way to do this is to contact your county Board of Revisions website. You know, you can go on there. The easy way to do that is through the website. You can call their phone number. But it is the Bureau of the Board of Revisions that handle these changes.
All right.
So you want to get that in. You want to get that. Now, we have information on our website, and you can look us up at reformpropertytax.com. Be sure and get your name and email address
yes.
in there. And we will send you out information and keep you informed of upcoming events that we have happening. There's stuff happening all over the state.
Yes.
You can also contact us. You can call us at 216-452-2961. That is to reach Citizens for Property Tax Reform. If you have some questions, I'm happy to help if I can. We're happy to help steer you whatever it is you need, any questions you have, and help you get signed up for our email list and so on.
Beautiful. So Beth, give our website name out one more time and your contact phone number one more time.
Okay. It is reformpropertytax.com, and our phone number is 216-452-2961.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. And Beth does an expert. She's been helping people for months now, all over the state, especially in Cuyahoga County, help with their complaints. And just going through this, they've made it so complicated for everybody, and it can be a hard process. So she's helped through. So thank you very much. So our next co-leader is Bill Homan, a local business owner and patriot. And Bill is going to read us off the current events coming up for this coming week. So Bill, take her away.
All right. Thank you, Keith. This Wednesday, which is tomorrow, Cuyahoga County is doing a formal property tax complaint information workshop in person at the Parma Public Library. The time for that is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the location is at 6996 Powers Boulevard in Cleveland, Ohio. Thursday, March 6th, we have another event for Property Tax Reform Summit held at the Kent American Legion Hall, and that is at 1945 Mogador Road in Kent, Ohio. That's it for this week, Keith.
That's it. Okay.
Yes.
So the one important thing that we want to make sure we use the show for is to put out the events statewide of different things that are going on. Other organizations like ours around the state, if you have events out there that you would like the rest of the people to know in your backyard or around the state, email Beth or call her. We can get those on our calendar that she sends out periodically, and we will also announce them on our show on Tuesday nights. Events are very important. And also, if you, we do a lot of speaking around the state. We're going down to, it's not this coming week, but we're going down to Zanesville, March 29th. And if you would like us to come down and do an informative talk with one of your groups, please reach out to us. Call Beth or email us. Again, the number is 216-452-2961. So let us know. Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on so we can get on the radio. Okay, now, our next co-leader is Connie Manziel. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
And Connie is what I call our call girl. Oh, well, wait a minute. No, what did I write that down? She's our call girl, our follow-up call girl.
Answer the phone.
So Connie calls people that if you're not tech savvy, which a lot of us aren't, if you don't email, if you don't get texts and that type of thing, we have a pretty extensive list now of people that we call to give information on events and update anything. And Connie is that beautiful voice that you hear that calls and says, "Hi, I'm Connie. I'm reminding you." Is that correct, Connie?
Yes, it is.
And you love it. So, Connie, show everybody your beautiful voice. Give everybody the call-in numbers for our show tonight.
The call-in numbers for the station here are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673. If you call us in, hopefully Beth or Keith or Bill will be able to answer your questions.
Or Connie. Give us the numbers one more time in case you're out there with a pen. One more time. Call in numbers for tonight.
216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
Very good. Oh, and the other thing we didn't bring up is, maybe Bill, you can hit this. We do have a pretty extensive Facebook following. So just give the people the information on our Facebook site real quick.
So if you go on to Facebook and punch in Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio, you will find our Facebook page. Please like, follow, and share that to your friends because this helps get the word out to a lot of other people as well. Also, I host that page, if anybody has any questions, they could also text me through Facebook Messenger, and I will get back to you really quick.
Very good. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of interest off Facebook, so keep check your Facebook, our Facebook site, forward our posts to your local sites, and especially when we're having meetings, it's a great time to check out. So, just real quick, so a little bit of summary of where we've been the last year, probably. We've been doing this for a while, I think, and we've been having meetings. We've been having great turnouts for meetings. Last week, we were in Garfield Heights. We had well over 100 there. A couple weeks ago, we were on the west side of Cleveland in West Park, and we had over 200 there. So it's a hot topic. We're getting a lot of people turning out. And again, this is the reason why you need to get your email and contact information to Beth so that we can follow up with you. One of the things we talk about is there's power in numbers, and we truly believe that. We have been reaching out to state representatives and state senators. We have been advocating for the people in our group to do the same and contact them and talk about different tax reforms that we would like to see. Now, unfortunately, we haven't been really successful in getting our state reps or state senators to do any of that. But we're going to keep trying. You know, as bills come up, House bills or Senate bills that look like they could be some substantial form of property tax relief, we're going to get that information to you. We can provide you with your state rep or your state senator. Beth will provide you even with a script if you want of what to call and say or how to email or send a letter. So we make this very easy for you. And, you know, the state reps and state senators, there is power in numbers. They do keep track of how many people call their offices or send them emails. So it's very important that we continue to reach out and make our complaints and our recommendations to our state legislatures. They have the authority on any kind of tax reform. So that's one step. We're going to continue to work with the state reps as much as we can. We encourage you to do the same. But as I said, we haven't had a lot of luck with that. And we're not real confident that we're going to have a lot of luck with that with some of the meetings we've been having lately. Bill had a meeting last week with four state reps, I think.
Yep.
And basically, it's kind of the same old, same old. Well, you know, we can't take money out of this. We can't take money out of that. And how do we cover the shortfall? And, you know, I've been working on this for 6 years. I've gone through two cycles with this. And the state legislatures just like to keep kicking the can down the road. So one of the things that we're telling people at our meetings, we are working on a constitutional amendment. And that's still being formulated. We have attorneys working on that. Excuse us taking so long, but it's got to be done right. It's very complicated and hard. And we are working on a constitutional amendment for substantial tax reform in the state of Ohio, including and not limiting to actually abolishing property tax in Ohio. And that's a whole other discussion we're going to have. But we think we need to take it to the people, like the constitutional amendments, both issue ones that we've had over the last 3 or 4 years. So we believe that the people are the ones that are going to have to seek relief on their own. So that's where we're at there. Okay, so let's go to, we're going to talk about a couple of subjects. Bill, give maybe a one-minute summary on some of the information we found out on tax abatements, state tax abatements.
Yes. So a lot of people don't know that in the state of Ohio at this time, we have, and this is hard for many to believe, but we have over $64 billion, that's with a B, that is sitting out right now that the state of Ohio just washes away on tax abatements. Mm-hmm. Now, that's for residential homes that are new and commercial property as well. So that's an unreal number.
Right.
That once again, we spoke to our representatives about it. And, you know, when we have seniors that are on fixed incomes and you got $64 billion sitting out there, you would think that they might be able to work something out where we could help our seniors out with that money. And unfortunately, they're not willing to.
No, No.
We carry the freight on that.
Yeah, we carry the freight on abatements, it. Right. And, you know, you talk about tax abatements, and this is one thing. When we come out to talk to your group, we like to educate you on all these things. You know, tax abatements sound great. You know, I can almost buy it on maybe distressed areas that need housing, but they're giving residential tax abatements to upscale neighborhoods all over the state. And, you know, there's a housing shortage. You know, my wife says there's a housing shortage. So you don't need to give abatements for people to buy houses. And again, they give these abatements, which take money away from the schools, which is 65 to 75% of your county property tax goes to school funding. So the tax abatements, you know, city councils, and they got to go to the school boards and get these approved. And yet they approve these tax abatements on residential homes in areas that don't need it. And then the rest of us have to make that up for the funding. And it's not right. So this is just another area that the state spends money just ridiculously. The other thing that came up within the last couple of weeks, there's a state senator, Blessing, from Southern Ohio. And Senator Blessing was introduced a bill in the state legislature where he's proposing the state legislature in this next budget come up with another $300 million. I mean, these numbers are huge, folks. I mean, these aren't little numbers. $300 million to fund private lunches for every student in the state of Ohio. Now, let's think, that sounds really nice, right? Okay, well, a lot of underprivileged kids are already getting breakfast and lunch. Senator Blessing is saying, let's give free lunch to every student in every school, public schools, charter schools, whether you need it or not. And that goes to Rocky River or some of these cities that don't need it. And it's just another $300 million vote grab, in my opinion. And when he was questioned about it on one of the local radio shows last week, I mean, he didn't even research, like, you know, how many people are getting it now? And what is the income eligibility? I mean, they throw these huge numbers out as a vote grab for people that don't even need it. But yet, like you said, Bill, senior citizens or just the 30, 40, 50, and 60-year-old somethings that have had their taxes doubled, they can't give us anything. So this is another problem. The other thing that's very infuriating, and I don't know who wants to cover, maybe Bill or whatever, is the, you know, this Browns moving to Brook Park has been a big issue, right? And how the Browns are going to come up with the other $2 billion or whatever it is. So talk a little bit about that real quick.
So it all depends on what part of the government you're talking about. So you have the cities that are offering. Brook Park was what they were going to be, $400 million,
right.
I believe they were saying they were going to put into it.
Right.
You know, then you have the state that they're saying that they're going to stay out, you know, they were not going to be directly investing. But what they're doing, what they're telling people is that this money is not going to be given to them up front. What they're going to be doing is they're going to be washing out the taxes on everything that the Haslam family does with the Brook Park Browns development.
So it's like an abatement again.
In a theory, yes. Yeah. But they're going to be, you know, so just think about this. You know, you got these multimillionaires, or in some cases billionaires, that now are not have to pay any taxes on any merchandise or anything they sell at this Browns complex until that $400 million mark is achieved. Now, the problem is with that is that with that money being washed off like that, that's $400 million that's not going back into the fund in the state of Ohio.
Right, coming right out.
So now all of a sudden, I can promise you, then they're going to be saying, well, we have a shortage, you know, or we're going to have to cut things, you know, because we know how this goes.
Right.
And, you know, we know the vicious circle of this. And this, you know, so once again, the average people are footing the bill for a billionaire, again, to move into a bigger complex. And and like I said, we're going to be the ones suffering again.
Right. Did you have some, Dan?
And what did we get in return?
Right.
I mean, what do we get in return for
Dome
that?
Stadium,
how many home
so we have
games?
To sit in the snow.
How many home guests? I mean, the selling point for this whole mess is that we get so much in employment and we get so much in revenue from people that come into the games. But if you're only getting 8 home games a year less, how are we making money on this deal? I mean, we're just throwing good money after bad right?
Well, somebody's making money. In regards to that, so when I first started this thing, I some of you are old enough to remember a movie called Network in 1976. And if you remember this movie, this is how I get when I hear these stories about tax abatements and the Cleveland Browns wanting to. So, Style, cue up that Howard Beale from Network 1976.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore."
That's right. That's what I feel like, folks. I'm mad as hell, and I don't want to take it anymore. When we have these meetings with these state reps, it's like, so that's my motto. Just speaking for me. So anyway, okay. So we've only got about 4.5 minutes left. I do want to throw out to you tonight, and we will follow up at follow up shows from here on. Mark your calendar, March 20th, which is a Thursday. We are going to have a Citizens for Property Tax Reform protest down at the Cuyahoga County Administration Building. And this came up in one of our meetings a couple weeks ago. And I was kind of encouraged by one of the local newspaper reporters. You know, we had a Tea Party in 1773 where the colonists threw their tea overboard in the river or in the bay in protest attack. We're going to go down the county. I'd like to get about 100 people down there. We're going to have signs. We're going to bring our tax bills down there. Not the tax bills, but the envelopes. We're going to stand out on the street for about a half hour from 11 to 11:30. And we're going to show the politicians what we think of this property tax. So March 20th. And we'll talk about it more. Keep it on your calendar. We're going to do a protest at the Cuyahoga County Administration Building. So mark that. We want everybody we can. And we'll talk more about it as we go. That's the big things. We only got a couple minutes left. Does anybody else have anything they want to add before we sign off? We just got to remind everybody, we have our. Please tune in for our show next week. 7 o'clock every Tuesday will be on. I'm sorry. So real quick, regarding the show, donations. To stay on the show, we've been funding this out of our own pocket, folks. The radio show, our copies, everything is coming out of our pocket. We can use donations. To make a long story short, go to our website, hit the donations button. It'll give you information. We take checks. We can do a credit card. We can do...
Zelle?
Beth is going to set us up with Zelle sooner or later, but we make it real easy for you, but we need your help, and especially to stay on the air. And we are working on our 501c3 status. We're a little ways away from that, but we need your help. So go to the donation button, hit that, and please send us some money. Beth, what'd you have?
Just again, our website is reformpropertytax.com.
Say it again.
That's reformpropertytax.com. Our Beautiful. Phone number is 216-452-2961.
Give it the number one more time.
216-452-2961.
And, Connie, what are our calling number? We didn't get any calls tonight. Where is everybody? Come on. Where is everybody supposed to be calling tonight? Give our calling numbers. You got 1.5 minutes to call. Go ahead, Connie. What's the calling number?
Calling numbers are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
Thanks. And next Tuesday, we better have some calls here, folks, okay? Style's going to fall asleep on us in there if we don't get some calls. So, Bill, you get the last word here. What do you got? Anything you want to throw out to our folks?
Yes. Once again, just keep on joining us. We need numbers.
Numbers.
That's key. And also, like I said, we have the email. We have the website, and we also have Facebook, so we have plenty of ways for people to reach out to us and contact us and stay informed.
Right, right. And we need, like we said, we need numbers. There is power in numbers. So I hear our music fading us out here. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do want to hear from you. Please contact us. Let us know your events. Kyle, we love you. We miss you. We hope we see you next Tuesday. And we just thank everybody for, thank you, Beth. Thank you, Bill. And thank you, Connie, for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
You're a great
team.
Thanks,
Keith.
You're a great team. Thanks, everyone.